Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. It's time for us to sit back and relax and listen to the divine messages that are coming to us for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here for Lunch with Jesus. For me, it's the only place to get, what you know, my daily dose of vitamin G, Barbara. And a little bit about me. Some know me as DC Love. Others know me as the magical DC Love and even the real DC Love. But it's all me. So whatever name you choose to resonate with is fine. I have to tell you, my present journey, it's kind of amazing. And it started off with food. Can you believe that? Yep, sugar cookies. Yum. With these amazing sprinkles on top of them. They actually flew off my countertop, a big 2-pound bowl, onto my kitchen floor. The tile was covered with sprinkles and pieces of sugar cookies. It was just totally, totally bizarre. And if that's not enough, I also had my cell phone that began to text me. And it was my cousin's friend from the other side. She was texting away. And at the time, I wasn't ready for that, so I was trying to erase as fast as she was texting, and she was kind of fast. And if that's not enough to get your attention, I guess Spirit thought I needed more. Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I had no other choice but to listen. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. So I said, okay, I'm listening. And I'm so glad I did, because it brought me to where I am today, here with you on this beautiful, beautiful path. Everything that I've been through was sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I did have a beautiful connection with the spirit world. I do have a background, a work background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan first connected with me while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV. She wanted me to let Melissa and her grandson Cooper know that she was okay, and I knew who she was, but I didn't really follow her, so I'm thinking, who's Cooper? I Googled it, and that was her grandson. I said, I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit out of the loop. You better find somebody else. Well, about 5-6 hours later, she wouldn't take no for an answer. So at that time, she threatened me, and I'm not going to say exactly what she said now on Lunch with Jesus, of course. But the funny thing is that we've been together ever since. And one of the amazing things that I find about my connection with her, she left the door open. And those on the other side, they walked through it continually. It's almost like a revolving door. And to Joan has really given me access to the most fascinating variety of divine source, and it helps me to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so blessed to be here on radio to help even more people. But if you just want the cliff notes, what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. CBC, I remembered it all. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. And I'm also a soul contract changer. That's my new thing. And it's still beyond words, so it's hard for me to describe. But it's making changes to that contract that you drew up before you were born. And the things that you put in that contract are always affecting your life. You may not even remember what they were. You probably don't. I don't remember what mine were, although they told me there were over 200 of them that I put on it. but I look at the effects of those commitments and decide whether or not I still need to experience what I had decided I was going to experience when I came into this lifetime. So in a way, it's taking the healing aspect to a whole new level. And when I do this work, it's beyond words. It is truly beyond words. It's changing my life and it's changing me, and the changes are spreading out into the world. And eventually I am going to post about it on my website and start offering this as one of the things that I do for other people. But right now my focus is me, and they keep telling me that that's the way it's meant to be. I'm supposed to work on me. They let me work on a few other people, but mostly it's been working on me, making me all that I am truly meant to be. And just the fact that they've got me to do that is amazing because all of my life has been focused on other people, and really, truly focusing on me, it feels weird, but I kind of like it. Anyway, if you want to know more about me, you can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, and you can contact me if you have any questions. So now it's time for us to hear some beautiful divine messages. So DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I have a message from Jesus, and it starts off by saying, walk with your feet on the earth, but in your heart be in heaven. Walk by faith, letting everything you do be a blessing to others. All things work together for good for those who love God. Nothing is impossible with God by your side. Trust in Him and His mighty power. Give thanks unto Him for His unspeakable gifts. He is always a refuge and our strength. Even though you may not know where you need to be thankful that you are no longer where you used to be. Jesus never said that it would be easy. I never heard that myself. But He said everything we go through will be worth it. And when we focus on God's promises instead of our problems, we can then be filled with peace. So the next time fear comes knocking at your door, don't be afraid. Answer it with faith. And don't allow the troubles of life to bring it down. Remember, God does have the power to conquer all things. You never, ever walk alone. The Lord always walks beside you in every trial that you face. And Jesus said, for mortals, it is impossible, but for God, all things are possible. So don't give up on what God has, you know, called you to do. You have a beautiful purpose. Don't be afraid. He didn't promise us a life without pain and struggle, but He did promise to give us the strength to get through whatever we face. So, beloveds, walk by faith, knowing that God is taking care of you. Life is 10% of what happens to you. That's right. Life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% on how you handle it. Wow. You need to keep moving if you want God to show up, you know, with you. His love for you is so deep. It's deeper than the ocean. And faith is not hoping that God can do something. It's knowing that He will. So please don't worry about anything. But of course, keep praying about everything and tell Him what you need and thank Him for all that He's done. He asks that we love each other as He loves us. And He's letting us know that He, you know, His way is a beautiful way. And He asks that we also trust in His unfailing love. When we are weak, He is strong. So decide today that you're not going to give up on those dreams and that you're going to be strong during difficult times and that His love is always with you. Okay? And God also wants us to laugh often. He does have a sense of humor, you know. So believe it or not, He's at work right now, and He's helping us. He's directing our steps. So follow His lead, knowing that He will provide. And may God favor bless you throughout the rest of this year, which isn't much left. We're in the month of December. And may His love, peace, and joy overflow in every aspect of your life. And please, treasure, you know, each other during this time and the, you know, at the end of this year. And know that, you know, God is with you and he sends his angels so that they'll be with you too on your journey. And be grateful and maintain an attitude of gratitude. And he's saying, I love you, beloveds, and I am always with you. So he connected this morning, Barbara, and we have the angels coming in, and one of the angels actually looks like Ginger, and the other one looks like Joan Rivers, so I don't know if they're really angels. Not sure. But we have an angel's guide, how to lighten up and be merry this holiday season. Because, of course, Christmas is a wonderful time of year, but can also be a hard time for many as well. With so many expectations during the spirited season, the angels remind us to laugh and lighten up. They also remind us that it's always the thought that counts. They want to help us have holidays. They are saying, be jolly, by golly. You don't have to go all out and deck the halls. It could still feel like a winter wonderland. Try to keep things simple. And sugar and spice, of course, makes Christmas nice. And Christmas cookies and happy hearts, that's a great way that the holiday starts. Everyone enjoys homemade cookies and desserts. I know I do. After all, this is a season filled with sweetness. So even if it's not a white Christmas, you can enjoy the festivities with those you love. Don't get your tinsel in a tangle. Let those you love know what a blessing that they've been to you throughout the year. This is a great time to connect and have a cup of Christmas cheer. And make sure you add armfuls of hugs, hearts filled with love, and a little angel food cake to add some extra sweetness, and you will soon feel like it's a winter wonderland and a wonderful life. It doesn't have to be a blue Christmas with all the wonderful movies that are on this time of year. You don't have to stay home alone or have a Charlie Brown Christmas. You can even listen to some magical music that will uplift your mood, like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, or I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and you're soon going to feel that holiday joy and instead of feeling like the Grinch who stole Christmas, my goodness. So remember to add fun and laughter this holiday season, and of course, jingle all the way. You don't need a sled with the Griswold's Taurus wagon delivering all the fun, and the angels hope that they filled you with a little Christmas magic and remind you it's all fun and games until Santa checks that naughty list. I'm afraid, Barbara, I don't know about you. But, of course, have some fun. And don't take the holidays so seriously. After all, Christmas is associated with a jolly fat man, flying reindeers, and elves. Santa asks you to join in the fun and have a laugh with him. He doesn't want you to be, you know, sitting alone and having a silent night, wishing you all the tenderness for the past, courage for the present, and hope for the future. After all, it is the most wonderful time of year. So please spend some time with those you love and share the joy this holiday season. Wow. I went from one end of the spectrum to the other, Barbara.
Yes, you did.
I'm done.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now in this moment. You are moving forward. Each of you is moving forward in your own way. And as you are moving forward, you are letting go of the past. You are letting go of everything that has ever been. You are letting go of all that you have believed about yourself. You are letting go because it no longer serves you. Life is not about hanging on to everything, hanging on for fear that if you let go, then you'll have nothing. Life is about letting go and moving forward, becoming more, moving forward. So if your life is not moving forward, if you are not letting go, how is it supposed to change? How are you supposed to change? How is it supposed to get better? It's important to remember that letting go is a natural part of life. And it's not something you ever need to be afraid of. It's part of your growth. It's part of your becoming. becoming who you truly are. So we want you to remember that it's not a matter of being one of those people who is viewed as saintly or as so wonderfully good, because they're always giving, 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 and they never ask for anything. If you have needs, ask. You deserve to receive as well as give, and they are equal. One is not better than the other, and you are deserving both. Bring your life into balance. Let go so you can receive. We love you. We want to give you everything you've ever desired. But if you won't let go, you won't receive. Let go and let your life move forward. Let go and receive. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Barbara, that was absolutely beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I got a little message from our angels for you.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard the song, The Hokey Pokey?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're asking you, Barbara, to do the spiritual hokey pokey, and that's going to help with your soul contracts.
Okay.
They're asking you, you know, you put your whole self in, you put your whole self out, you put your whole self in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you turn yourself around, and that's what it's all about. So I'm getting, you've got to do the spiritual hokey pokey, Barbara. I mean, that was so funny, and they want you to jump up and down and laugh and do a couple things that you did as a child, if you remember some of the games that you used to play.
Uh-huh.
It's going to fill you with energy, and I feel like you're going to start to laugh, and that energy is going to be amazing. So they want you to get that energy going, and they want you to do the spiritual hokey pokey.
Okay. I'm writing myself a note so I can do the hokey pokey.
Spiritual hokey pokey, yes.
Okay.
And it's about, you know, getting rid of all the stuff we hold on to as adults, you know, not being afraid to be silly and letting go of limitations, you know?
Yes.
So that's your homework, I guess.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
All right. So now we can move forward to our callers, although now I really just want to stand up and do the hokey pokey, but I'm going to wait. And our first caller is from 111111111, and let's see if this is our beautiful queen. Hi, who's this?
It is your beautiful queen. How are you both?
Great.
I am fabulous. I'm full of jolly and whoa, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, that was funny what you said, DC, about.
Well, you know what? It's for you too. I'm getting the messages for you too to stop being such an adult all the time. Everything doesn't have to make sense. And the two of you, I think, should get together and do the hokey pokey together.
Well, I can see it happening right now as you're speaking. It's already, we're doing it. You know, turning all around, fingers out, put your right foot in and your left foot out, and put both feet in and turn all about.
Yeah.
Everything doesn't always make sense. I mean, you know, I don't know, for real. That would be interesting for it to make sense all the time. And dollars.
Oh, definitely. And I just feel, you know, it's, we let go of, you know, being that adult and, you know, taking time to have a little fun. And as we do, we connect with our joy, and it really helps us to manifest. So the Hokey Pokey is, you know, it's beautiful. It'll bring about happiness and joy. And, you know, I feel that already within, just, you know, just giving the message. And I envision the two of you doing that. It's so beautiful.
And what about you?
And
I know you have Jackson to keep you.
Well, we don't have him
young.
Today, but we do have him. And when he's here, we do a lot of different things that he loves to do, and it's just, it's amazing. It's so beautiful. Absolutely
sure.
Beautiful. And, you know, when we
tell
get into that
I
state
asked.
Of happiness. What was that, Queen?
Tell him I asked about him.
Oh, I will. And I just feel like all the love and the happiness that, you know, that you're just, you know, putting out there too, Queen. It's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So, you know, this is a time to just let go of your logical mind and have a little fun. And, you know, sometimes we try to stay logical because we're, you know, we're adults and we're trying to hold on to things. And maybe there's like a little fear that's within us, you know. But when we, you know, get into that childlike state, that's a state where children know that anything is possible. They have nothing to fear.
I agree.
So I'm getting, you know, get into this yourself, Queen, and just trust. I'm getting, you know, I hope you're keeping a dream journal, because I'm getting that you're really doing some amazing things during your dream time. And as I said, at that time, too, anything is possible. So just, you know, while you're in that dream state, you know, continue on that beautiful path, that sacred path that you're on. And I do see, you know, the angels of abundance coming in, and, you know, you are manifesting what you've wanted, you know, and you're doing a great job, Queen. So I think that's absolutely beautiful. Yes, it's just absolutely beautiful. I just want to see if the angels have anything else. I mean, you're doing an amazing job. Okay. So what I'm getting, I'm getting the abundance. And Ginger, she's saying, look up, Queen, here comes the pennies from heaven. And are you being guided to do different, like, new things to bring in more abundance? Because that's what she's showing me.
Yes, I am.
Okay, because that's, the angels are here to help you to go forward, and they're just, you know, they're standing by, and Ginger's saying, Mom, I'm putting on sunglasses. Wow, like Queen, she is really this shining light, and I have to wear sunglasses. That's how bright and beautiful you are, okay?
Some,
I have to ask Barbara, there's something though within you, like there is something that you're holding on to. There's some kind of old emotional beliefs that you have about money or prosperity. And I feel they're not your emotions that you're holding on to. I think they were from your parents, possibly. And they don't match your beautiful vibration or your energy, Queen. Okay, does that make any sense to you?
A lot of sense.
Okay, because I just feel like, you know, you're holding on to something that definitely doesn't, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And, you know, it's something that was passed down to you, but it is not yours. Ginger's saying, no, but she's holding on to it. It's deep within her. But this is something she, you know, that you had maybe from your parents. And, in fact, I'm getting you had the same pattern for a couple lifetimes at least. Okay?
Okay.
So we've got to get rid of this fear. Because you're ready to go forward and manifest the life of your dreams, okay? And I'm asking Barbara to come in because we want to get rid of, you know, those fears and those old patterns, Queen.
That works for me, so I can take those pennies and turn them into dollars that are coming from heaven with my umbrella upside down to catch them.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's just, like, so funny that you say that. because I had another message, but I didn't read it because Ginger came in with a funny message. But I actually did have I had an umbrella message, Queen.
I believe.
So that is just, that is just amazingly beautiful. Wow. Wow. So I'm gonna ask Barbara to come in now, and I will read that message next week, the umbrella message. Okay.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you, Queen. God bless.
Okay, Queen. We are
going
to.
Your message was beautiful too.
Oh, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We are going to do Dear Innate statement. Okay, we're going to do several Dear Innate statements. Okay, here we go. Dear Innate, I accept my ancestral belief in hardship.
Good Innate, I accept my ancestral belief in hardship.
Dear Innate, I let it go.
Sacred Innate, I let it go.
Okay, now they have me changing the title because you're saying sacred and I'm saying dear, so they're saying all-encompassing innate. I accept the lightness of life.
All-encompassing innate. I accept the lightness of life.
Precious innate. I let it go.
Precious innate. I let it go.
Okay. And just breathe for a minute.
I'll breathe for longer than a minute, but
well, you know. Breathe deeply for a minute.
Shows I'm listening.
Divine innate, I accept my right to prosperity.
Divine innate, I accept my right to prosperity.
Divine innate, I let go.
Divine innate, I let it go.
Oh, that feels good. How does that feel to you?
Felt Lakshmi in this, yeah, felt very, Lakshmi came in while we were saying that last part. So that's how it felt. Very opulent. It was so opulent.
Good. All right, that's all I'm getting for the innate statements. Is there someone in particular you wanted to hear from today?
Yes, Newt.
Who?
Newt. Newt. N-U-T. Newt.
N-U-T.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, their energy is like huge. It's rolling in. Hold on. I am as you are. We are no different. We are all one. It is time to let go of the idea that you are ever separate. Because you're not. Separation is an illusion. And you do choose to be a part of that illusion by coming into the physical. But you are not just physical. So you are never separate. Do not limit yourself to being in a body. You can be in that body and still be all that you are. Let your definition of yourself expand. Let it expand beyond the whole idea of definition. You don't need a definition. You are simply being. You are a being just as I am a being. And we are all connected. We are all one. There is no separation. And what is available to you is the same as what is available to me. You are not being punished for being in the physical. It was never a punishment. It's a gift, and you chose to accept it. Release all of the old beliefs about what it means to be physical and start stepping into the new, greater understanding of yourself. Of the power of life, of joy, of lightness. The understanding that there is nothing wrong. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Everything is exactly as it is meant to be. Everything is designed so that each of us, both those in the physical and those in other realms, have the opportunity to evolve, to grow, to expand. And so you are presented with whatever it is you need in each moment for your own evolution. And there is never anything wrong. Everything is right. It's right for that moment. It's right for your evolution. It's right for everyone, everywhere. No matter what you hear or read or the media says, there is nothing wrong. God has never forsaken you. You're not cursed. And frankly, you're not even in that silly pandemic thing they keep talking about. There is so much more to you, to life, to all that is, than what you have been taught. Let go. Let go right now. Let go. I will assist you. Let go. Just let go. Ooh, and take a few deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Expansive. That. Mensa Musa came in. During that, he was known to be the wealthiest. yes. Connected. You know, like, you know, what an analogy I'm going to make. You know, like the mob, they say you're connected, you're in the mob. Well, I'm feeling connected to the collective. The beginning, and that's going to be feeling good. I'm feeling good. How you feeling?
Well, you know what, when Barbara was channeling that beautiful message, I just saw your heart chakra expanding, and it was filling with more and more love. And Ginger, you know, was saying, you know, to do that dance, you know, that beautiful dance that you do, you know, to really to get into that beautiful vibration and, you know, connect with the magic. And I just see you, you know, you're just flowing. I see you flowing. And then Ginger said, Mom, tell her she better, you know, she better get ready because you're going to go for one hell of a ride, Queen. Put on your seatbelt. It's going to be one hell of a ride.
Get ready, because here she comes. Here I come. Coming.
Yes.
Coming.
Yes.
Orgasmically coming. Magically coming. I'm coming. Okay. Yes, indeed. That was beautiful. The energies of today are very potent, I must say, and I'm grateful.
Yeah. Well, get together later with Barbara and do the hokey pokey, the spiritual hokey pokey.
Why wait? Now that you've said that, I see the three of us doing it. I mean, it's happening in the moment. You know, it's.
Well, you're, after the show, you're going to have to pick us up in your beautiful red car, Queen.
All right. Well, it won't be a car. I'll be sitting a red jet. Through the sky,
I'll be sending
a jet. Beautiful
view.
I'm up
for it. Sounds awesome.
It should be seeing her and seeing the plane any moment, and boy, the luxury that's contained within the airplane is worth the ride. Thank you all so much.
Beautiful. I'm ready, Queen.
Good.
So amazing. What beautiful energy.
Any moment. Faster than
okay.
The speed of light. Namaste.
Sounds great.
Namaste.
My goodness.
Namaste, my beloved sister.
Did you say how you were feeling? Get that.
I think I did. I don't know. I'm feeling beyond words, so it's so I don't know.
I'm hearing she's leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when she'll be back again. That's it. Barbara.
Well,
happy landing. All aboard.
Oh, my gosh. Now you brought in Shirley Temple, and she's saying happy landings on a chocolate bar. Knock it off, Queen.
night train, happy landings. Let's get on the runway of life and show out, show in. Okay.
Well, you
I'm
brought
out
us
of
to
here.
The Good Ship Lollipop. We're on the Good Ship Lollipop with Ginger and Shirley Temple, Queen. All you're doing.
Oh, you said this is the sweetness, the time of sweetness. So, you know, what else should it be?
It is.
Sugar and spice. And everything nice.
That way.
And go to the dentist after in the new year.
Yeah.
Ooh, and pay the piper. Okay. I'm out of here for real. It's been real fun.
Well, thank you, Queen. We loved connecting with you.
The same.
Beautiful. Namaste.
Okay. Can't even remember how to push the button on the computer. Okay.
That would help.
We will now move to our next caller, area code 951. And let's see if this is our wonderful Nathaniel. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Beautiful.
I heard your earlier statements. That's pretty good.
Beautiful. Do you have any questions or anything, Nathaniel?
Just trying to trust, you know. And my eyes seem to be getting better and everything, and just trying to trust.
Well, that's a great thing, Nathaniel. It really helps when we just, you know, we do trust. It makes everything easier. So you're doing a great job. You really are. Okay. So your angels are coming in, and they're saying, Nathaniel, now is your time. You've got to, you know, really follow what's in your heart, follow what's in your soul. Okay, and whenever I connect with you, I feel like you're going to, like, connect and do something different. There might be even something that you've been thinking about that you wanted to study, or some kind of hobby, that something that really has been on your mind. Okay? And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you know, you've done a great job, and, you know, be prepared for all these blessings that are coming your way. Okay. Have you been asking for help from the angels, Nathaniel?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because I feel like, you know, it's going to be like a big whoosh, and then it's going to happen, okay?
Well.
And whatever you do, just, you know, go with the flow, Nathaniel. Don't try to do things on your own. Bring your divine team with you. Don't be afraid. Make sure you take time to breathe, you know, every now and then breathe deeply. And, you know, and say thank you, you know, here and there during the day. And the angels are saying there's nothing to fear, Nathaniel, okay? I feel this is an amazing time for you, Nathaniel, where it's almost like, I see Ginger show me like Jiffy Pop popcorn, and all of a sudden it explodes. You are just moving forward at a fast rate, Nathaniel, and then like all of a sudden, you know, you're going to have all this amazing spiritual growth as well. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to pay attention to all these things that are going around. Keep a little journal as well, because you're going to say, well, this was really weird because this happened and then this happened. Those are, they're not coincidences, okay, Nathaniel? Spirit is with you, and you are opening up in so many different ways, so you've really got to be aware, okay? And just notice, you know, what's going on, and make sure that you stay positive, use affirmations, visualize, and, you know, you've got to trust, Daniel, you're qualified, and please dream big. I'm getting, you know, dream big, Nathaniel, okay?
Okay.
But spiritually, you know, I see, you know, your guides are with you. Are you thinking of anything, like, spiritually related that you'd like to do, Nathaniel?
You know, I might start doing readings, or I don't know. I'm just
okay.
Just,
well, I'm getting, you know, you're ready. You're ready to do that, you know. And make sure that you take time to go within, connect with, you know, your intuition, your wisdom. Listen to that voice within, because it's a very, very amazingly powerful voice. Okay. And I'm getting, like, just keep visualizing. And if you stay positive, you're going to see how things, you know, are really going forward. And I'm just seeing, like, beautiful stars in the sky. And the sky is filled with stars to really give you inspiration, Nathaniel. Okay? So you're really, you know, you're really connecting this at this time, Nathaniel. Okay? And you're filled with such love and light, and the world truly needs your energy at this time. So God bless. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm getting, like, you've got all of these amazing abilities, Nathaniel. You've got to start connecting with them. Okay?
Super.
It's truly beautiful. Barbara?
Thanks, Cece. Bye-bye.
Okay. I'm still not back on Earth, but that's okay. I'm close enough to talk. So I'm getting a Dear Innate statement, so we'll do that first. Dear Innate, I trust.
Dear Nate, I trust.
Dear Nate, I trust completely.
Dear Nate, I trust completely.
Dear Nate, it is safe for me to trust.
It is safe, urinate, it is safe for me to trust.
Dear Nate, my trust is rewarded.
Dear Nate, my trust is rewarding.
Dear Nate, my trust makes life better.
Dear Nate, my trust makes life better.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I am surrounded by love.
Dear Nate, I'm surrounded by love.
Dear Nate, I am safe.
Dear Nate, I am safe.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Take a nice deep breath. So I'm seeing an image of that shaman, that medicine man, that is a part of you, part of who you used to be. And actually I'm seeing several of them, and they're saying, he is coming back. He is coming back. And I'm seeing you merging back into all of them. So just let it happen. Let yourself go home, because that's what it should feel like.
Nice.
So you may just want to go into a meditation after all this and just let yourself float. I see you floating in this huge ocean of love, and you're just floating. And that's all you need to do, just float.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, enjoy your float.
Barbara, as you said, you know, the shaman, I saw all of these different members of his tribe. They were all gathering around you. Okay, and they're saying, don't give up, Nathaniel. Just keep pushing forward. And they're there to help you. And if you are willing to, you know, just push further, it's going to make a big difference in your life, Nathaniel. Okay. I'm getting like, I'm seeing like the one member of the tribe is playing a drum. I know you play guitar. Do you do anything with any drums or anything like that, Nathaniel?
Yeah, I've had, you know, I play drums. I, you know, like the drum set, you know, with cymbals, you know, snare drum, tom toms.
Hey, well, maybe connect with the drum as well. Because,
yeah,
you know, the drums are really significant, you know, among those
drum.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And I feel it's going to help you to connect as well, Nathaniel. And you've got to look at the shape of the drum. The drum, you know, of course, is shaped in a circle, and it shows our connection with everything.
Right.
I hope that helped you, Nathaniel.
Hey, thanks a lot, ladies. Have a good day.
Welcome.
You too.
You too.
I'll do the hokey pokey.
Okay.
Okay. And beat the drum while you do it. Way to go, Nathaniel.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Barbara, you have everybody doing the spiritual hokey pokey.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll
have
a hokey pokey fest.
Okay, well, that is all of our callers for today.
Wow. Well, that's okay. We did a great job. It was a beautiful show. And it gives you a little extra time to connect and do what you've got to do, Barbara.
Yes, I get time to do my hokey pokey.
And as you do it, I'm getting claim your power as you're doing that spiritual hokey pokey. You know, and it's just going to help you to feel more and more empowered. And Barbara, you're going to feel yourself, that energy is going to be so, I just feel like, oh my gosh, I'm getting filled with it. It just keeps raising your vibration as you're doing that.
Wow, wonderful.
It sounds simple, but it has, you know, it has a lot of meaning to it.
Yeah. All right.
Beautiful. Well, have a great rest of your day, and thank you, everyone, for listening. And I look forward to connecting with you on Sunday, Barbara.
Okay, me too.
Take care, everyone.